From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. If you've spent any time at all in the Florida Keys, you know that the local symbol is the conch shell. The island chain is also known as the Conch Republic. People who were born there are called conchs. It's the Key West High School sports mascot. So why in front of Key West City Hall is there a proud giant statue of a tiger? WLRN's Nancy Klinginer has the answer.
Last year, Joy Newlish rode in one of Key West's many parades. That's Newlish growling. Normally, she's the IT director for the school district. In the parade, she was powering the Tiger on Wheels.
That was a rush. The grand marshal of the parade, we rode the tiger down, or a rendition of the tiger down Duval Street. I wish George would have been here to see.
George Carey, Newlish's stepfather, also the guy who designed the tiger statue that sits in front of what is now Key West City Hall. Carey taught welding and auto body repair at Key West High School in the 80s. He'd make sculptures pieced together out of scrap metal.
Anything that he found laying around Key West High School campus, there's dumpster and all kind of car parts and hoods and spark plugs.
The high school also has another one of his sculptures, a conch shell, which is what you'd expect to see in Key West. But the tiger is also part of Key West history.
We were the Douglas Tigers. Go, Tigers, go!
Phyllis Allen was a conch.
Born and raised here, because that's what a conch is, one who was born and raised here in Key West.
But she was also a tiger.
Well, we were separate. So because we were separate, we had to have our own identity. And the Tigers became that for our school.
Allen graduated from Frederick Douglass High School. That's where black students went when the schools were segregated. Douglass closed in 1965, and everybody went to Key West High School. Allen was often a speaker at Douglass School reunions, and she'd lead a cheer for Tiger Pride.
And the place just goes wild. To this very day, you meet a Douglass School kid, Tigers. We're the Tigers.
The school was gone, but the tiger survived as a mascot when a lot of the island's black students started going to Glen Archer Elementary over on White Street.
And they became the Glen Archer Tigers.
And Allen became a teacher in the Monroe County school system, then a principal and deputy superintendent.
When you were working in the system, did you always look at that tiger statue and think, yep, that's my school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was Douglass. At one point, we were all segregated. And now we're integrated, but yet we did not get rid of all of Douglass. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Now we brought some of Douglass into this integrated situation.
Glen Archer Elementary closed about 5 years ago, and now that building is Key West City Hall. Some people thought the tiger statue should follow the kids to a new elementary school, but a lot of other people fought to keep the tiger where it was, and the city commission agreed. So far, there's no marker explaining the tiger's roots in the segregation and integration of Key West schools. That's what Phyllis Allen was hoping for. We spoke in 2016. She died last year.
They need to help people understand its birth was from Douglass. That shows growth for this community, that we can live together. We can take the tiger from Douglass School and make it the tiger of Key West.
From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klinginer.
And you can see photographs of the tiger statue in front of Key West City Hall and of Frederick Douglass High School at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.